I'm visiting with Greg Paula, who is a diversified family farmer in the southern San Joaquin Valley of California. His family grows a variety of vegetable crops as well as field crops, and some members of the family are involved in dairy as well. And actually, his family has been farming in that region of California for over a century. And what I'm talking to Greg about is Proposition 37, an initiative that's on the ballot in California for the upcoming election. And it basically would require the labeling of any products that contain genetically engineered or genetically modified crops or foods. So, Greg, if you could first of all tell me what Proposition 37 is and what are the concerns that agricultural interests have about this initiative and what it could mean for agricultural producers.
Well, Proposition 37 is an initiative that would effectively ban the sale of tens of thousands of perfectly safe common grocery products only in California, unless they're repackaged and relabeled or made with higher cost ingredients. We feel that it's a very deceptive initiative. It's flawed. It's got a whole host of exemptions that I think fly in the face of common sense. And I think that there's no question it would mean more bureaucracy, higher costs of operation, exposure to shakedown lawsuits, and in fact, it just conflicts with good science. And so for those reasons, we're opposed to it.
Who is actually behind the effort for Proposition 37? In other words, who supports this proposition?
Proposition 37 was sponsored by an individual named James Wheaton. He is a lawyer in Oakland, California, that also was responsible for authoring or sponsoring an initiative many years ago in California that had a similar labeling effect on, instead of foods, it was just a labeling effect of all presence of substances that are known to cause cancer. He made roughly $3 million litigating lawsuits associated with that initiative, and he is one of the principal sponsors. In addition to Mr. Wheaton, the measure is supported heavily by individuals that are associated with the organic trade, particularly those involved in organic cosmetics. Joseph Mercola is one of the main financial supporters. He is a so-called health nut, if you will, and has been involved with health claims and actually been chastised formally by the government regulators regarding some of his health claims of his products, as well as companies like Dr. Bronner's Magic Soap.
Now, there is a coalition of groups that has been organized to promote a no vote on Proposition 37, and they include farming and agricultural organizations. Tell me about some of the other interests that are opposed to this initiative and what is being done to educate the public about it and to urge a no vote.
That's a good question. I have personally been involved on many occasions with interviews wherein I've given information to various radio media outlets that are interested in learning more about Prop 37. I know that the California Farm Bureau Federation is also involved in trying to provide information to the media. In addition, there are a number of groups that are opposing 37. As you mentioned, there are labor groups, there are ethnic groups, there are civic organizations, taxpayer organizations, chambers of commerce. All of these interested parties realize the unnecessary elements of this initiative and realize what kind of a bad law it is for California. I believe that there will be, as we approach the election, there will be stepped-up efforts to provide information to voters in California through radio and television spots sponsored by the No on 37 campaign. There's a website noprop37.com that has a wealth of information. And I personally encourage people to learn more about GE crops and crop production associated with genetically modified organisms so that they become familiar with just how safe they are and how positive they are for the environment, the workforce that is associated with production agriculture, and ultimately has kept agriculture in a competitive position so that American agriculture and specifically California agriculture can compete. There's a number of ways that we're trying to get the message out, and I'm sure as a result of this proposition, it is going to heighten awareness and heighten interest in GE foods, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of opportunities to increase awareness of the consumer for the safety and benefits of GE foods.
Now, what are some of the benefits of genetically engineered crops that you would like consumers to know about?
GE crops allow farmers to be able to produce more with less inputs and less impact on the environment. We're able to produce higher quality crops using less water, minimize unnecessary tillage of the soil. We're reducing soil erosion by virtue of that. We're also able to increase our water conservation because the productivity of the plant in response to its ability to be higher yielding against less pest pressure and less disease allows us to be more productive. The use of such a valuable, safe, and precise tool as GE cropping systems allows us to help feed the hungry in the world. And that's something Americans frequently forget.
Now, this is a statewide initiative, but what are the impacts that this Proposition 37, if it were to pass, what are the impacts it would have on other states, other countries, agricultural producers and food producers in outside of California?
Well, if this measure passes in California, the impact would be swift and clear. Any product that would be retailed in California would have to have documentation that would either exempt it from the labeling or make it comply with the labeling. And of course, the enforcement provision for this law is relying upon effectively any person that wants to bring an action in Superior Court, they can do so. But interestingly, they have exempted a critical part of the Code of Civil Procedure that typically requires a claimant to be able to show harm when filing a lawsuit. Well, this one specifically says that the person shall not be required to allege facts necessary to show any irreparable damage, loss, or injury or damages. I think that's just ludicrous.
Do you think passage of this proposition might result in other states following the example of California?
I think that you would quickly see others trying to mimic this type of initiative in their own states. But we will see that those initiatives will probably not contain the exact same language as California's. It's interesting that they have established in this initiative a whole host of ludicrous exemptions. For example, they've exempted all alcohol. And as we know, many alcohol products use GE crops. You can imagine California has an exemption for alcohol, and Nebraska doesn't, and Tennessee decides to have some other kinds of exemptions for other crops. The complexity of it all would be mind-boggling, and the fact that many of the food processors and national retailers currently, they don't regionalize their product assortment by state to state to be concerned with that. So there would be increased costs associated with trying to establish an entirely new system of food regulatory compliance, and I think it would have a huge impact just in that alone. The other thing I would like to say is, in this bill, if a retailer receives a sworn statement that the commodity or food has not been produced with genetically engineered crops, then that can be exempted and that you could rely upon that. Well, you can just imagine wholesalers being able to say, sign a statement saying, oh, yeah, there's no GE constituents to these products I'm selling you, and they're exempt automatically. Well, even if there was an enforcement provision to enforce this law internationally, then would become a complete nightmare, and we can't even begin to assess the cost of that. So there's just so many reasons that this law is just poorly constructed and worthy of being sent down in defeat.
Well, Greg, let me ask you this. It seems like that the opponents of Proposition 37 have some very reasonable, rational arguments. What about the proponents of the proposition? Are they using, like, as far as tactics are concerned, more like emotional tactics or scare tactics to encourage the public to vote for this proposition?
There's no question that the proponents of this initiative have based their entire concept on a fear factor. A label on a food product just implies some kind of warning or caution that the consumer should use when evaluating whether or not to buy that product or not. The proponents have seemingly tried to taint the opponents of this measure as big corporate interests without the concern of the health and welfare of the consumers. But I say, look at the supporters of this measure, and if you look at a label, you can put a label on the sponsor of this initiative. I would put a label of trial attorney associated with this individual, which he is. And I think they are trying to conjure up an image of unfavorable attitudes towards GE food by saying that this should be labeled. But I think this law has so many loopholes, exemptions, costs, potentials for lawsuits and conflicts with science, that it far outweighs any benefit that there may come from a label.
And thank you very much, Greg. And for those people who would like to know more about Proposition 37 in California, you can go to the website noprop37.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.